We are again, you guys, and today I really want to talk to you about personal struggles. You guys, we all have them. We all have professional struggles. Every single one of us do. We're in this realm of everything we make hard. Things we can't control come at us from every single different angle, and there are obstacles and challenges, and we just all have a really, really big hand in how we choose to move forward with those life choices, whether it's personal or professional, and it's whether it's on our journey, and we get to take those choices and apply them and then choose to guide others. I can't wait for you to hear our guest today. Her story is off the charts, amazing. We've just been speaking for a short amount of time here before we're going live, and I am still so excited to have her on board with us today. If you guys are joining us from any other platform other than the Erin Strayer Show, there's a link right above you in the comments. Go ahead and click that. Come on over here to the Erin Strayer Show platform. We'll be able to see you and see your comments over here and be able to say hello to you. So make sure you say hi once you get over here. Who am I? I'm Erin Strayer, and recovering corporates and entrepreneurs hire me. Get them beyond the business of the basics. So what's that mean? Most of them are indecisive. They're held hostage by fear. We're going to talk about that today. When honestly, they're complacent. They have become comfortable with plain old average. So I help them move past that. I can't do that. What possibly is my next step? Because I clearly can't see it. And I don't know how to do that. Standing in their way, blocking the path, making it so they can't move forward. Bottom line, I provide that high level executive accountability so that you and your business gets the attention to detail that it needs. And you see some ROI. Who are we talking to today? We are talking to an amazing lady. Her name is Linda Clay. I'm going to talk about her just for a second before I bring her up on screen. She is gifted with balancing life and business and then back to life. And I really love her take on how she spins this. And she draws so much out of her past experiences, as we all should. But she has a really interesting way of doing that, and how she coaches women who want more in their life. And she uses a really integrative approach to life and mindset and business to do all that. And we're going to talk about that. So I'm going to bring her up there, and we're going to be ready to roll in three. There she is.
Hi.
Yes, Linda Clay. Hello.
Oh, hello. I'm so excited to be here. I've been so jealous of seeing all these other people on your show, and it's finally me. I'm so jazzed.
I'm so excited that you are with us today, and I'm so excited that it worked out that we could have you on the show, because I think you're brilliant. I just think you're brilliant, and I love that your message and how you take life, every single experience that you've had, and you apply it into how you help coach and mentor and train your clients now. And I just want to give you massive acknowledgement for that, because it's huge.
Thank you.
I know. So Linda, like, you call yourself a life coach, right? Like, is that what you call yourself?
I call myself mainly a business coach, but a lifestyle strategist.
Mm-hmm.
Because I think that somehow in this whole growing up that we do, we lose track of what we really want our life to be like. And I think that's key. And I think you have to really put yourself in a position of going, do I really want to live this way?
Yeah.
Is this really what I want? And most people just go, well, they told me I had to live this way, so I'm going to get this corporate job and I'm going to go do this and I'm going to be unhappy and just, you know, live, exist. Kind of like that they used to do, you know, our parents did. They'd go and they'd work for 50 years and they'd get their gold watch and then they'd go home and they'd retire. And that was it.
Right.
I refuse to retire. I feel that there's so much out there in life to grasp and embrace that I want people to be able to sit down and go, you know what? I don't want to live in the big city. I really want to move and live, you know, on the ocean. How am I going to do that? So I help them kind of like go back to the basics and really look at themselves, really pay attention to what they need, develop the lifestyle they want, then we start talking about, okay, what kind of job fits that, or what kind of career fits that, or what kind of business fits that, so that you can actually embrace your life instead of going, oh my God, I'm getting out of bed again to a job I hate.
To a job I hate. Yep. And so many people get stuck in that, right? Like, they don't feel like there's another option. They feel stuck and locked in and trapped. Like, trapped is a word that I used to use. I felt trapped. That was the only thing I knew how to do was medical. And that was the only thing that I was good at. And that was the only thing that I was ever going to be able to do, because clearly I wasn't going to go back to school.
Right. So, right? No, it's true. And part of it is financial.
Yeah. So,
in fact, a large part of it is financial. It's like, oh, but I've got to make all this money. Well, number one, you have to, again, get back to basics. Do you actually need all those things? Do you actually need an 80-inch TV set? Do you actually need to have a Tesla car?
Yeah. Do you need 800 channels on your TV?
Right. Do you need all of that? Can you cut back? Can you go, 1 year from now, I'm going to leave my job, so this is what I need to do to get me to that spot. I just did a Facebook Live on this, because it's like, yes, you can leave your job, but you got to do some work before you leave that job.
Yeah.
You know? And so people can have it. They can have it all if they get past kind of like society's dictatorship.
Mm-hmm.
This is how you have to live.
And that's a massive mind. I have a different phrase that I got to find a different word for.
I know what you're going to say.
it's really a mess with your mind. Some of the terminology that has been planted in us from probably before we could walk. Right? Like the societal things that are planted on us and that ingrained mind chatter becomes reality if you allow it.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah.
When I was growing up, we had, I think, five choices.
Mm.
We could choose to be a teacher. We could choose to be a secretary, a receptionist, a nurse, a housewife. That was pretty much it.
Yeah.
And so if you stepped outside of that nice little boundary, these are the acceptable careers for females in the 60s.
Yeah.
It was like earth shattering. You know, it's like when Elvis got on stage in the 50s and the adults were like, oh my God, you know.
The gyrations, right?
Yeah. You know, so if you step outside those boundaries, then, you know, you're not accepted and you could carry shame forever. So like I broke the rules. I became pregnant in high school in the 60s. And that was a no-no. You just didn't do that. So you either were at that time shipped off to a relative's, you were kind of like banished, or you went to an unwed mother's home. Very rarely did somebody keep that child. And so I went to the unwed mother's home. I was probably there 6 months. And because of being raised the way I was, the whole thing was, okay, you made a mistake, so move on. There was no support for an 18-year-old girl who gave up her child for adoption and was like, wow, what do I do now? There was no help. So that's when I started learning how to do it myself, how to get past certain things. And I think 90%, especially with women, we tend to bury ourselves in our growth because you know, go to school, we take care of people, we get married, we take care of our kids, we take care of our husband or spouse or significant other or whatever the dynamics are. We're always taking care of other people.
Mm-hmm.
And we forget about ourselves. And so when I went through what I fondly now call my WTF year, which was the loss of my husband and a bunch of other crap that went on,
I
started growing up. I had married at 20. And Bruce died when I was 48. So I had been married to him longer than, you know, over half my life.
Sure.
And all of a sudden I wake up and I go, oh my God, you know, what is this? And I started connecting with myself at that point. Mm-hmm. And I think that when you, as a female, start taking on everybody else's stuff, you don't learn who you are. You don't learn to self-love because you're so putting that love out there to other people. And so it's so important to love yourself so that you can live that kind of life that you want to live, that you don't have to listen to other voices and other people, if that makes sense.
Absolutely. Absolutely. But you're right. It takes so long to realize. I mean, I'm almost 50, right? And it took me well into my 40s to realize, and I still have to stop myself. Wait, I have my own opinion.
Right. That's, yeah.
Right? Like, I have my own thoughts and I have my own opinions, and they're not wrong. They're just opinions.
Right. Right.
And, absolutely. And, you know, 40 some, 50 some years of the ingrained somebody else's opinion that gets stuck in our being.
Right.
Really, you know, like, oh, yep. Well, you made a choice and it's the wrong one. Mm-hmm. It's the wrong one, Linda. And now you're going to go to the unwed mother's home.
Right.
See you later.
Right.
Good luck. And, oh, you know, wait, you were married for 40 some years and your husband died. Really? Like, now there's no support for that even, right? Like, there's a little bit more for that now, but it's, hey, just pull up your big girl pants and move on.
Well, and to that point, Bruce had, he died in July. I was supposed to go back to work in 2 weeks. My oldest daughter tried to commit suicide 2 weeks after my husband died. So I got an extension for a week, but then I walked into retail at Christmas time because in August you're preparing for Christmas. So I had no time to really
process any of that.
Any of that. And that my, and there was other things that happened that year that ended up that I became a single parent to my granddaughter in severe depression. And so, you know, I went through all of that. And now I realized it's all been gifts, Erin. It's all been gifts. Those things I can look back now, because it's been 20 years, that actually propelled me on this fantastic path to rediscovering myself, to learn how to really adjust my life style to fit what I needed so that I could learn who Linda is. You know, and that's something that I really now am so passionate about, that I think everybody, male or female, needs to know who they are. And you brought up those little voices. You know, our brains are like computers. So everything from the time, even before you're born, they've now proven that you know, babies in vitro, is that what it's called?
In vitro.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually pick up noises and comments and voices and all that. So your brain is taking all that in, and it's there, and it's like that little computer chip, you know? And so years down the road, you have this reaction to something and you're going, wow, why did I react that way? Well, you reacted because it's something from your childhood that came up to the surface. And so your responses are, could be from 30, 40 years ago.
Yeah, you know, and that's such a key to point out. And I really want to kind of get into, you know, that's very, very important key as far as the triggers and your responses and all of these experiences. Yes, they're massively traumatic, like that you've pointed out. And these experiences have brought you now in the world, and now you view them as a gift, which at the time it was like, that was probably the farthest word from your vocabulary. Oh,
yeah.
Tell me about, do you think when that switch happened in your brain, when you realized that these are actually gifts that I've been given, is that when you chose to go into coaching?
I would say, yes. I would say I can honestly look back now and watch my path and all the triggers and all the things that happened to me and everything that I went through from the point of Bruce's death to now, and realize that it was like, seriously, the universe laying out this path going, yeah, it's going to be bumpy, Linda, but you're going to do it because this is what you're supposed to be doing with your life. And so I actually ended up at one point, and this is for all the women out there waking up one day, and I was in my 60s, and I sat on the couch crying going, who in the hell am I? Because I didn't know anymore. I'd raised two families. I had taken care of people my entire life, whether it was my husband, my kids, my grandchild, my grandkids, you know, and all of a sudden it was like, I don't even know if I like vanilla ice cream or chocolate ice cream.
You know? Right?
Because you're so used to, oh, let's go get a hamburger at McDonald's. And it's like, oh, well, but you do it anyway, because that's what the family does. And yeah. So I was lucky because I didn't have responsibilities, and I sold everything I owned, and I packed my suitcases. I got a visa for Portugal, and I moved there. I was there for about 5.5 months.
I just got goosies all over me. I love that.
It was the best experience because I was on my own for the first time since I was 20 years old, which is when I got married. And I just went, I got in touch with myself, and I was doing a business, online business as a VA, business consultancy. And I was like, you know, I really don't like this. I really don't like doing admin work. I can do it. I do it well, but it's not my passion. And then I noticed these people were asking me for help and guidance. And all of a sudden it was like, oh my God, that's what I'm supposed to be doing. And I realized that I'd been doing that my entire life. My entire life, I had been coaching, motivating, getting people to look at themselves. You know, people would come to me in my job and they'd go, I really don't like what I'm doing. Okay, let's talk. What is it that you want to do? And it could be that they wanted to do something totally different than retail. Well, then let's talk about how you can get there. You know, let's put you in that spot of where you need to be, not living a life that you just dread. And so that's how the coaching thing all came about.
I love that. I love that you had that aha moment and that recognition and that mindfulness in and of itself to go, I'm going to pack up my suitcase. I'm going to sell my stuff. Yeah, Portugal sounds good. I'm going to go there. And yep. Just go find yourself.
Yep.
How beautiful, how beautiful. And I know that you and I talked a lot about your philosophy about life and your journey and business. And I want to go there for a second and, sure. And like really dive into your, cause I mean, I know what you're going to say, but I want the people to hear it, you know, and your spin on how we should approach and show up. Whether we're 30 or 40 or 20 or 60 with life and business. Cause so many of us just work.
Well, how do you show it? You have to love it. You have to show up as yourself. You have to be I really believe you have to be authentic. You know, I'll share a story. You know,
sure.
I had this flight. Skin cancer surgery a week ago. Still have the bandage, but the bandage was huge when I first had it done. And it was like, oh my God, how am I supposed to do my Facebook lives? And I remember sending you a message going, Erin, should I be on your show? Because I'm going to have, you know, and I went, wait a minute, I'm being really vain. And I said, I didn't realize how vain I was. And I went up, got to get past that. I got to do my Facebook lives. And I did, bandage and all. You've got to be, that's who you need to be. And you've got to do it with passion. You have to, there has to be an element of, I want to get out of bed every single day because I love doing this. Not, I want to stay in bed and pull the covers up over my head because God, I don't want to do it anymore.
Yeah. And I want to go back to the fact that you just did it. You showed up, you did what you needed to do, right? Which is your Facebook lives. You have a schedule, your people expect you to show up. That's what your commitment to them is. And how did your people react when you showed up with a bandage on your face?
I think they didn't say anything.
See?
They just said, I'm glad you're doing well. You know, I'm glad you caught it. I'm glad, you know, and it was like, yes, because that's what people need. You know, part of what happens now more than anything else is there's this kind of like superficial need to feel, to be somebody you're not.
Yes. Yes, yes, so, yes, 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 yes.
And so people put this glitter on, they look a certain way, and you know what? Just show up as you are. You know, just show up being you. And I think that goes back to that whole self-love thing. We're afraid to show up as we are. We're afraid to say, you know what? Ooh, I did that. I'm always telling my Facebook group, you know, when I'm in there going, ooh, yeah, I suffer from that syndrome. Ooh, I was a course junkie, you know, I've done it all. Mm-hmm. You know, I've tried it all. And I'll be honest with them and say, it doesn't work. Yeah. What works is Erin showing up as Erin, Linda showing up as Linda, everything, warts and all. It is.
I love it. Barbara's wondering, do you believe that it's not really work when you do your position? When you do your passion, excuse me.
Oh,
do you believe it's not really work when you do your passion?
Absolutely. Absolutely. I just absolutely love what I do. It's not work. It's fun. Do you know, it's so satisfying, personally satisfying, to be able to know that something I say can put a light bulb in somebody's head and they're going to go, oh my God, I don't need to listen to that voice because that's actually my mom talking to me. I can listen to my voice because that's me.
And that's super huge to be able to identify the different voices and tones in your head. And are they mine? Or are they my mom's or my grandmother's or my second grade teacher's, right?
Yep.
Whose voice is that in my head? And does it matter?
Right.
Ah, so good.
Yep.
So good, that realization and that identification of the voices, because I'm going to go out there and just say, you know, I fall victim to those things all the time.
Mm-hmm.
And way too often I claim them as mine and they're really not. Too often.
I always say my mom's name was Betty Jo.
Yeah.
So, you know, I've got Betty Jo tripping in here telling me, I told you that earlier, you know, you can't be conceited, Linda, but, you know, kind of thing. But you also have those internal voices. I call them chitty chatty voices. And I love them because they are ourselves. And they crop up when you're doing something new. They crop up before you get on a podcast with Erin, you know, and like, can you really do this, Linda? Can you, you know, that kind of thing. You're loving chitty chatty voices that are trying to protect you, that are trying to keep you safe from doing something that, you know, is a little bit scary.
Yeah.
And so I've learned to acknowledge them, to embrace them, knowing that they're just actually really there to help me out. And then just go, you know what? I got this. I got this covered. I can do this. And then they go back in their little corner until the next time, and then they'll crop up.
Yep.
But if we allow those voices, whether they're our moms or our school teachers or ourselves, to control us, we can't get past those things. We stay stuck.
Yes. Yes. I know we have a mutual friend that's watching us today, Mel Morse. I love Mel Morse.
Yes.
I love her.
Yes.
I love her. She has a saying, and I have stolen it from her. She calls it her little itty shitty committee. Little itty bitty shitty committee is what she calls it.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
In their mind. Yeah. And, you know, the importance of that self-belief and that recognition and the whole, I know mindset is a massive, overly used word these days, and people don't use it right a lot of times, but the really conquering those, that mind chatter is so key. What's your number one, like, resource and tip, tool, technique to conquer
mindset? Mm-hmm. So what I always recommend for people, to two things I recommend. One, because a lot of times when those voices crop up, they're telling you that you can't do something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I say, I want you to sit down and I want you to go all the way back through your history. And I want you to write down every single accomplishment you've ever done. Everyone, even that algebra test you aced when you were in high school and you didn't think you could do it, or your history test or whatever, every single thing. And people are amazed at how much they've actually accomplished. If you look at accomplishments as doing something even if it's basic, if you did it, you did it. It could be you've got three kids screaming in the corner in your house and you don't know how you're going to get through the day, but you get up and you do those dishes. That's an accomplishment. You know, for a young mother with three young kids, that's an accomplishment. And so I have them do that. And then the other thing I tell them to do is when that voice crops up, mine came up, Linda, there's no way you could be a coach. I wrote it down. And then underneath it, I wrote down three reasons why I could be a coach. And so the more I did that, the quieter the voices, you know, became. And now, as I said, I just talk to them. I just say, I got this. And the thing is that people will look at the chitty chatty voices also as a negative. They're not. What they actually are is something inside of you that you need to bring up and look at. Why am I afraid to get on Aaron's show? Why? You know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm just
so scary here. It's so scary.
Yeah. You know, I mean, Aaron, you are. No, I'm just kidding. but, you know, you have to look at what is that underlying thing that is creating this fear within me. So, you know, when I mentioned Betty Jo telling me I can't be conceited, you know, that's an underlying voice that has been overriding a lot of what I do as I, you know, build my business because I hold myself back. Once I can recognize that, then I can change my behavior.
So good. So good. So Miss Linda, how do the people find you? What do you got going on? What's going on right now for you right now?
What's my big thing?
Yeah.
Well, I've got two big things. I'm rolling out my signature program, which is going to be taking people from the remembering their dreams to building their lifestyle to building a business at the end. A 6-week program I'm rolling out. I have the Heartfelt Academy, which is a pro bono contribution based group program. They get an hour call with me to start with. They get 15-minute check-ins every month. There's like 20-some lessons in there now that they can go through at their own speed. There's a lot of support, a lot of things in that. And those are the two big things that I have.
Wow. And people find you at Linda M. Clay, CLAY.com. Your Heartfelt Academy has been running across the screen while we've been talking. But you guys, seriously, we barely touched on Linda's backstory today that's brought her to here. And like every single one of us have expertise that we don't feel is really an expertise. And when you talk to somebody like Linda, who says, oh yeah, Aaron, guess what? That experience and that experience and that experience, guess what? Now you're positioned correctly to be the expert in that, right? Like, and you get to apply that into how you take it forward with your clients. It's so beneficial, people. It's so beneficial to sit down with somebody like Linda and really go over some of that mind chatter that happens. Some of like figure out, okay, I've had these experiences. How is that going to help me? Well, how does that line me up to help anybody else in this world? How does that help me go further and make my life a priority, right? Instead of my business a priority. How does that help me? And having those conversations with you, somebody like you with your expertise is just off the charts. Like it's priceless. It's priceless.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's priceless. It's priceless. Barbara says, thank you so much. This has been wonderful.
Thank you. Oh, you're welcome, Barbara. Yeah.
Yeah. Yep, she's been commenting the whole time we've been talking. I just really want to thank you so much for coming on, for being real, for who you are in this world, for taking your experiences, because there's been a lot of really, really amazing experiences along with some of the massively traumatic experiences that have plugged you into this lane that you are in, and you are clearly out there in your own lane. Like, this is Linda Clay's lane. It ain't the commuter lane. You know what I mean? Like, this is reserved for Linda Clay. Yep. You want to jump on for a little bit and our journeys join for a little bit? Come on. But this is my lane, and I'm so glad that you found it. I'm so glad that you own it. I'm so glad that you are comfortable out there in Linda Clay's lane, because you are in a lane by yourself, my friend. You are clearly.
Thank you.
You guys, seriously, go check her out. It's lindamclay.com. And go just, she does amazing, amazing, amazing things. Do you have any last words for us, Linda?
I just want to remind people that if they're in business for themselves, to remember that the business should serve them. They shouldn't be serving the business. It's so important, because I think people get in there and they start this business and all of a sudden they're working like they were working at a job. It mm-hmm. should be something that you love. It should be something you're passionate about. It should be something that matches your values. And everything that you do in life should match your values, even your job.
Yeah.
If it doesn't, it tears you apart. So the other part is, everybody, all of you have the power and the ability to change, to grow, and have exactly what it is that you really desire, which is buried down there inside of you. You just got to bring it out. That's it.
And with that, we are going to close our show for today. We have been talking live with Linda Clay, who is an amazing, amazing, what are we calling you again? Transformational life coach.
You can call me whatever you want.
Business extraordinaire, amazing, amazing human on the face of this earth. And I am delighted to chat with you today about refinding and rebuilding yourself. And your story goes without saying that it is bar none amazing. So I very much appreciate you, everybody else that's been here on live with us. Thank you so much for your time. And we acknowledge that you have spent with us today. If you're watching the replay, please let us know that with hashtag retag replay. And again, if you guys want reminders for when we are on live on the Erin Strayer Show, just type live in the comments and we'll make sure you get a heads up before we're on air. We'll see you right back here soon, everybody.
Thank you.